Hello, listeners. You are listening to a mini episode of That's Entertainment. I am your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone. And you've got a mini episode within a mini episode, basically, or a mini series within a mini episode, so to speak. That's because it's one of the Aunt Beth Tells Jeff to episodes of the podcast, wherein Aunt Beth tells me to watch a movie or a TV show or listen to some piece of music, you know, check out some sort of something from the world of arts and entertainment that I've somehow never checked out before. And I say it's a mini series within a mini episode because it's another edition of the classics. So yeah, a couple years ago I said, Aunt Beth, let's add some thematic resonance, chronologically speaking, to this here recommendation station. So I would like you to pick some recommendations from particular years, specifically years before I was born. I was born in 1988, so pick out some stuff from before my lifetime, please. So she made good on that request with a selection from 1978 as well as one from 1982, and we're back at it again. And this year she has chosen the year 1988. Now wait a minute, I said before 1988, didn't I? I said before the year I was born. She just went with the year, that specific year that I was born. Well, you know what, that's okay, because I was still just a baby for that year, and a couple months in the year, I wasn't even born yet. I wasn't alive for that entire year. But for those years that I was alive, I wasn't really watching much, or if I did watch anything, I didn't really remember it. So yeah, I'm like, okay, this works well enough. So she's got a lineup for me that I'm going to check out from 1988. It's Double Infinity, if you flip it sideways. Yeah, so on the Aunt Beth Tells Jeff 2 mini episodes, what happens is I watch them, and then I come back to the microphone and report back to my co-host Aunt Beth and to you, the listening audience, what I thought about it, and maybe answer the question, will I keep checking it out or keep thinking about it? Will it stick with me in some way? So first on the docket, we've got a TV show, and I said to Aunt Beth, you know what, if you recommend me anything TV related henceforth, let's pick out a specific episode instead of an entire series. Now, it's not as if I was watching entire series when she recommended TV shows before. I was usually just picking one or two, maybe three representative episodes to get the idea, and then taking it and then extrapolating from there and hoping that would be good enough. But this time around, I was like, let's drill down and focus in on one specific episode. So what she has selected is Roseanne, the ABC sitcom that premiered on October 18th, 1988. So I'm going to be talking about the pilot episode of Roseanne, which was entitled Life and Stuff. So that's interesting. Unlike a lot of TV pilot episodes, it wasn't just called pilot. It had its own unique name. Now, I should mention that I'm not entirely unfamiliar with Roseanne Barr and her oeuvre. I did actually watch season 10 of the show, which was, you know, the revived season that aired in 2018. And then I watched every episode of The Conners, the spinoff show that happened after Roseanne left her own show amidst some controversial fallout. But then everyone else stayed on for a new Roseanne-less version of the show. So I watched all seven seasons of The Conners, which just wrapped up in the spring of 2025. So I'm aware of where it ended, but I never dove into where it all began. So that's what this is all about now. So yeah, let's get to it. So it starts off with Roseanne and Dan Connor in and their kids in the kitchen at home, getting ready for school and getting ready for work, as you do. And, you know, Dan comes in, played by the very good man, John Goodman, and he asks, is there any coffee? And Roseanne's like, in the 15 years we've been married, has there ever not been coffee? And he's like, no. And I'm like, 15 years they've been married? Now, they look like they're in their mid-30s, and indeed, Roseanne Barr and John Goodman were both born in 1952, so they would have been in their mid-30s at the time of this pilot episode. This episode didn't specify their characters' ages. Maybe that is specified at some point in the show. But I'm like, geez, I'm 37 now, and I do not have three kids, let alone a teenager for my oldest kid. And I'm like, well, I guess things were different back then. But, I mean, it depends. You know, my parents are about the same age as Roseanne and Dan. And in 1988, they had a toddler and a baby, not older kids. You know, so it depends. But I guess, you know, I'm like, well, it looks like Dan and Roseanne graduated high school, probably didn't go to college, but were focused on, okay, let's get married and we'll start having a family. And 15 years later, they're in their 30s and they've got a growing family. So, well, you know, that's the setup. It's family with a few kids, and it's the late 1980s. So then we follow Roseanne to her job at a factory, and who do we see but none other than Mr. George Clooney. Whoa, check that out. Now, this wasn't like a very special guest star appearance or anything of that nature. This was still, what, like 6 years before ER premiered? But hey, look at this guy, already making a name for himself. Okay, then the next scene that I wanted to mention, okay, so Darlene, played by Sarah Gilbert, Roseanne's middle child, says, oh, you're supposed to meet with my teacher today. And so Darlene goes, meets this woman, Miss something. I think it was a one-syllable last name. And yeah, so this woman looks like she is, I couldn't be more than 25 or so. She looks like she's just got her education degree yesterday, pretty much. And she's like someone who wants to show off all the psychology she knows. She's like, you know, Darlene has been acting out, and we believe that this means this and this and that. And meanwhile, Roseanne's like, uh-huh. Okay. And that's that. You know, Darlene has been barking in class. That was her teacher's main point of contention. But Roseanne's like, sounds like typical behavior for someone from our family. Anyway, they hash it out at home. So we go back to the Connor household to wrap things up. And when Darlene comes back home, she's boasting about how she's struck out a rival fellow during a game of baseball. I guess she's a pitcher on her local team. She struck him out 6 times. And I'm like, 6 times? She's facing the same batter in one game? I'm like, usually if you're facing that one batter that many times, it means you're going through the lineup a bit more than you might be wanting to. So she might be giving up hits elsewhere. Or I don't know. Maybe Lanford, Illinois Little League baseball rules are a little different. I don't know. But anyway, that was just one thing I noticed. But overall, an enjoyable show. I laughed consistently here and there. I laughed about as much as I did watching an episode of The Conners. And, I mean, that makes sense. Those two shows share quite a bit of DNA. So, you know, could I keep watching this show in like some utopian world where time is no issue and I can watch any old show and any new show as often as I'd like to. In that utopia, yeah, sure, I think I would keep watching it. But we don't live in that utopia. But you know what? Maybe I will make time for it every once in a while. It's streaming on Hulu now. Episodes aren't long. So yeah, like, you know, just 20 minutes plus a few minutes of ads per episode. Maybe. But another question, why wasn't I watching it back in the day? Now, I obviously wasn't going to be watching it right as it premiered. You know, as a less than 1 year old, I wasn't really controlling the remote very much those days. But there are shows that premiered around that time that I was watching, whether first run or on syndication or cable reruns or what have you. You know, particularly Full House, which I think premiered a year earlier and was on the same channel. It was also an ABC show, so why wasn't I watching Roseanne on ABC? And I think the main difference there is, you know, Full House was a TGIF show. Thank God it's Friday. And meanwhile, Roseanne was on another day of the week. So, you know, like Full House and Boy Meets World and shows of those ilk, I think, like, they felt like they were being targeted to my age group, to the teens and the tweens and or even younger. Whereas Roseanne felt like it was being targeted to, you know, like general audiences. You know, I'm sure there were plenty of kids watching it, but it wasn't like a show for the kids. So yeah, it wasn't stuck into my lap, so to speak. But I saw bits and pieces here and there. I may have like just randomly, accidentally watched a full episode maybe once. So don't tell Aunt Beth. We might be breaking the rules of the Aunt Beth tells Jeff to constitution. But anyway, yeah. So you know, it's just one of those things. We just have to accept that sometimes there are shows that we would like that we just didn't watch. But sometimes we're lucky enough that we can check them out after the fact. And that's what happened with me and Roseanne, original version. So, okay, in the meantime, Aunt Beth has a couple more recommendations from 1988. So we have that to look forward to. We also recently recorded our Emmy recap episode for this year, so check that out if you haven't already, or re-listen to it again if you want to, if you love the Emmys and us talking about it that much. We'll be back with some more entertaining topics soon enough. But in the meantime, keep your remotes handy and your eyes open.